This is program number LW2610. Well, she was abused 20 years. 20 years. From the time she was 13 until she reached 32, her mama abused her. Hi, this is Larry West. Got some rather gruesome facts to tell you today. You need to hear them. People who are in trouble need our help. Ethel Mae Mottianger, 61 years old, of Long Beach, California, was arrested after police found her daughter tied up in the back of her car. The daughter, Charlotte Elaine, was nervous and frightened when she was released. She asked the policeman who rescued her whether or not they were going to drown her. Police reassured her they were not. Then they wanted to know why she would ask such a thing. Well, Charlotte Elaine told them that she had been held prisoner by her mother for 20 years. She told them that the ordeal began when she was just 13 years old, when her father died. Her mother then tied her up in the bathroom, starved her for days, beat her with electrical cords, a broom, a belt, and at least once a soft drink bottle. When her mother finally fed her, she would feed her only the things like gruel, rice, corn, bread, and water. And her mother warned her that if she told the police about it, they would beat her and drown her. 20 years. People are being abused all around us. Social workers are telling us that they are seeing an astonishing surge in cases of elderly men and women beaten by their children, trying to make them behave or trying to make them change their wills or even to turn their Social Security checks over to them. In his article called Battered Wives, Battered Lives, Lee Guthrie of Cleveland, Ohio, says that a staggering 20 to 25% of wives among us are regularly assaulted by their husbands. He tells this story. She lives in a big Midwestern city, and she's desperate. Her marriage was never truly happy, but in the last 5 years, it has become a nightmare. Sarah is a battered wife. Her husband's increasingly frequent assaults have put her in the hospital 3 times. 2 of her ribs have been broken, she's missing a tooth, and she's simply lost count of her minor injuries, like bruises and lacerations. Sarah is currently taking 40 milligrams of Valium a day. She's worried about that, too. Sarah knows she has enough problems without adding drug dependence to the list, but she has 2 teenage sons, and she's got to be able to function. Several months ago, Sarah and her oldest son were having lunch. Before her husband left for work that morning, he had told his son to clean up the garage. Sarah knew what would happen if he came home and found the garage still littered. The boy would not be punished. Sarah would absorb his anger. She was standing in back of the chair, and she remembered noticing that her knuckles were white. "You've got to clean up the garage today," she told her son. "Get off my back," the boy yelled and stormed out of the kitchen. She grabbed his arm. "You're not going anywhere." And then it happened. Sarah's 15-year-old son shoved her square in the chest as hard as he could. She grabbed for the railing but missed. She landed at the bottom of the steps, and her son ran out of the house. James Bannon, Detroit police commander, calls such abuse the most underreported crime. I don't know where you are right now or what frustrations you face. Maybe the picture I've painted today is a portrait of your life. Maybe you're a victim. Or on the other hand, maybe you're the one who has the paintbrush and you're the one painting the picture. Maybe you're a father, a mother. Maybe you're a husband or a child. Maybe you find yourself not able to control your temper. If you are, don't be afraid to admit it, and don't be afraid to get some help. Maybe I should say, don't be too proud to ask for it. You know, you're not fooling anybody. People can see what you're doing. The only one you're fooling is yourself. We know. Get some help, some professional help, for your sake and for the sake of those you love around you. Get some help. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Caring is what God is all about. For God so loved the world, you know. If I can help, write me in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.